USA News. I'm John Schaefer. Ted Kaczynski, the Unabomber, was found dead in his prison cell today at the age of 81. He'd been moved to a medical facility in North Carolina in December of 2021 due to his failing health. Kaczynski evaded capture for nearly 20 years and was known as America's most prolific bomber. His 16 bombings resulted in 3 deaths and a number of injuries before his arrest in 1996. More help is headed to Ukraine.
The Biden administration announced another $2.1 billion in security assistance for Ukraine on Friday. The aid package includes air defense and ammunition capabilities. The U.S. has committed $40 billion to Ukraine since Russia's invasion began last February. It comes as Kyiv begins a counteroffensive against invading Russian troops. I'm Jeremy Scott.
Ukrainian officials say they have evidence Russia blew up a dam that caused an environmental catastrophe this week. Investigators claim to have intercepted a phone call between Russian agents who were talking about plans to blow up the Novokakhovka Dam in northern Ukraine. Former President Trump faces a new federal indictment accused of endangering national security. The unsealed 37-count indictment alleges mishandling of classified documents.
Our laws that protect national defense information are critical to the safety and security of the United States, and they must be enforced.
Special Counsel Jack Smith says Trump is also being charged with obstruction of justice, which carries a maximum 20-year prison sentence if he's found guilty. Trump will appear in court in Florida on Tuesday. Former President Trump hitting the campaign trail today. He'll be speaking at GOP conventions in Georgia and North Carolina. President Biden set to hold his first re-election campaign event in the swing state of Pennsylvania next week. He'll attend a political rally with union members in Philadelphia on June 17th, emphasizing his strong ties and support for labor unions. This is USA News.
Omaha Steaks is rewriting the book on burgers with an all-new handmade texture for the juiciest home-style burgers you've ever tasted. Their pure ground burgers are made from single cuts of real aged Omaha steaks. These are truly steaks on a bun. Filet mignon, ribeye, New York strip, sirloin, and even brisket burgers. Now is the time to experience the exclusive burger perfection flight for just $79.99. Go to omahasteaks.com and use promo code TREAT at checkout to get an extra $20 off your order plus free shipping. You'll get 4 of each pure ground burger so you can sample all the steak on a bun greatness. These burgers are crafted for a juicier, more tender experience, making your mouth water with every single bite. Don't wait. Go to omahasteaks.com. Use promo code TREAT at checkout and get $20 off the Burger Perfection Flight and discover your new burger obsession. Minimum order may be required.
Former British Prime Minister Boris Johnson is accusing the British Parliament of conducting a witch hunt against him. Johnson resigned from Parliament, stating that the House of Commons investigation into his Partygate scandal was an attempt to force him out. He believes the investigation is driven by a desire to seek revenge for Brexit. Johnson resigned as Prime Minister in July. 4 kids who went missing last month after their plane crashed in the Amazon jungle have been found alive. Colombia's President Gustavo Petro tweeted the news and shared photos of the children with rescue teams. The kids, ages 13, 9, 4, and an infant, were the only survivors of a plane that crashed in the Colombian jungle on May 1st. Pope Francis is recovering from surgery, but he will remain in the hospital through all of next week.
Doctors advise the 86-year-old Pope not to deliver his Sunday blessing from a hospital balcony tomorrow. To avoid strain on his abdominal walls, Francis underwent a 3-hour surgery in Rome on Wednesday to repair an abdominal hernia. Back in 2021, after the Pope's last surgery, he was able to stand and deliver his blessing from the balcony at the same hospital, but that was after 7 days of recovery. I'm Brad Sweet.
An online petition to relocate a lonely giraffe from a Mexico park to a Texas ranch has nearly 80,000 signatures. The petition on change.org is called Speak Up for Benito, the Lonely Giraffe. Benito is currently at Park Central in Juarez, and petition organizers want him relocated to Blue Hills Ranch in McGregor. I'm John Schaefer, USA News.
I'm Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. I learned about atrial fibrillation the hard way. My symptoms would come and go. Shortness of breath, fatigue. I kept going. Then I got so lightheaded, I couldn't. My doctor said I have AFib, so I'm about 5 times more likely to have a stroke. Other symptoms, irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain, can come and go, but the risk of stroke stays. If you have symptoms, tell a doctor. Visit NoTimeToWait.com.
Sponsored by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.